You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. Visit PaniniAmerica.net today.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Friday morning podcast. Dave Wonstadt, Bears and Dolphins talk, among other things. Steelers talk, Kenny Pickett, George Pickens. First, though, fake questions, real answers. Stuff I want to talk about, but don't want to wait for you to ask me. Fake questions, real answers. Here we go. Dear Colin, the NFL and NFLPA have agreed on an 11-game suspension for Deshaun Watson. What's something you're thinking about that isn't being discussed? Well, the NFL makes a majority of its money from television. They are meticulous and calculated in their planning. So Deshaun Watson will not be allowed to play until week 13. Now, he plays for Cleveland. That's the AFC. CBS owns those rights, right? AFC rights. Interesting, they bring him back on a week that CBS has three huge AFC matchups and they cover four regions. Chargers play the Raiders. Herbert, Derek Carr. CBS will have their West Coast affiliates, plus Idaho, plus Nevada. They'll take that game. Mahomes plays Burrow, Kansas City, Cincy. CBS will have all their Midwest affiliates take that. Denver plays Baltimore, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson. That will cover the Rocky Mountain states and then the Northeast population centers. They're covered. West, Rockies, Midwest, Northeast. They will all have a star matchup to cover, meaning the distribution for Deshaun Watson's opening game, Houston and Cleveland, will be tiny. I think the NFL thinks about all of that stuff. Dear Colin, you've been highly critical of Daniel Jones of the New York Giants. What quarterback does he remind you of? He doesn't. He reminds me of an actor, Hayden Christensen. Back in 1999, they were making a new Star Wars. It was a big effing deal. George Lucas, you know George Lucas, had to find somebody to play Anakin Skywalker, who would eventually become Darth Vader. Big role. So they put Hayden Christensen in the part, and most people agreed it was a whiff. But was it his fault? Frankly, the role was bigger than the actor. Blame George Lucas. The actor was what the actor was. The role of Giants quarterback is too big for Daniel Jones. This is a town that had Joe Namath for the Jets and a member of the Manning family for the Giants. Those are big names. It's a star-driven town. You take a kid from Duke who was a reach at the number 6 pick and you foist him to that media? Has anybody considered if maybe he went to Tampa, small market, offensive coach, not as much chaos? We may have a slightly different story. I mean, I don't think it's a Daniel Jones fault. I think he's a second, third round player that could have, with an offensive coach and less chaos, been reasonably successful in a smaller media market where he could be hidden, like, let's say, a Carolina. We're blaming Daniel Jones. Why'd they draft him? Dave Gettleman, Giants GM. It's his issue. Daniel Jones hasn't changed. He's always been average. Dear Colin, you always love that the NFL as a TV product and a league is always tweaking things. Do you hear any other NFL tweaks coming? No. But a source told me that Major League Baseball will be eliminating the defensive shift. I think that's great. I don't know when it happens, but it's going to happen soon. Listen, baseball doesn't have a length problem. The games last 3 hours. College football games last 4. That's not the issue. The issue is an activity problem. There's not enough base runners. Eliminate the defensive shift. More line drives fall in. More base runners. More plays at the plate. More stolen bases. More first to third. More stars on the bases. Camera on the stars. There's not enough base runners. There's not enough activity. It's all home runs and strikeouts. Baseball, usually reluctant to make changes. I'm told defensive shift is going away, and I love it. Dear Colin, did you see the new Big Ten contract with Fox, NBC, and CBS? $7 billion over 7 years starting in 2023. What does it tell you? It tells me this is why USC and UCLA moved. They went from making $30 million a year with the Pac-12 network to a minimum of $64 million, and a source inside USC told me they think they'll get closer to $85 to $90 million because they'll have bowl revenue. They're also in that deal, not counting butts in the seats. Wisconsin, Iowa, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State are going to bring 15,000 to 20,000 fans every time they visit the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl. If you could double your revenue or triple it, and again, I'm told USC thinks all in $90 million a year in revenue. If you could triple it in 2 years, wouldn't you move? Let's stop overplaying the great history of the Pac-12. Really? I'm a Pac-12 guy. The Pac-12 has been history for about 6 years. This is why they left the conference. Big Ten is a much better deal quickly for the Trojans and Bruins. Dear Colin, UFC kingpin Dana White got a little testy a couple of times this week when it was suggested by the media he should pay his fighters more. Who do you back, Dana White or the media and the fighters? Yeah, media people, tell me you don't know how to run a business without telling me you don't know how to run a business. UFC is entertainment. Tom Cruise gets me to buy a movie ticket. Jude Law doesn't. That's why Tom Cruise makes 100 times more. This weekend, they have a card in Salt Lake City. Kamaru Usman is the star. So good, he'll get me to buy ESPN Plus at about $70. Conor McGregor could do that. John Jones could do that. There's a handful of fighters, maybe five or six, that get me to buy a UFC card. I buy about five a year. I'm a casual, but that's where you make your money. The diehards buy every week. This is the entertainment business. Boxing, one of its issues, overpaid for average fighters. I've said this before. If you can get me into a theater, if you can get me to buy a product, a ticket, you're going to make big money. Jude Law doesn't. Tom Cruise does. I'm not anti-fighters making big money. I'm anti-average fighter who seeks big money being upset he's not paid what stars are. Totally back Dana White. Dave Wannstedt, the former Bears and Dolphins head coach. This is an interesting week. So I said this the other day on Kenny Pickett. You're a Pittsburgh guy. I said he's 24, four-year starter, enters a stable organization that may have found the steal in the draft at wide receiver with George Pickens. Those are big advantages that most rookie quarterbacks don't get. They usually have a new coach. Kyler Murray did. They don't get Mike Tomlin. They don't get the Rooneys. They don't get that stability. They don't get that roster. 24, played his college games in that stadium, 4 years starting. Dave, those are huge advantages other college quarterbacks don't have. So my takeaway is, listen, let's find out if he can play. Just put him out there. By the way, you get a break because Deshaun's not going to play until week 13. So I want to know by the end of this year, because next year there's going to be six quarterbacks in the first round. They're calling it one of the biggest quarterback years ever. I want to know by January, can the kid play or not? But this is not a Kyler Murray situation where he was a one-year college starter entering complete dysfunction. Same with Burrow. To me, you got to start him. I want to see live bullets. This kid's 24, Dave. You can't babysit him to me.
No, I agree with what the Steelers are doing now, and I kind of disagree with you a little bit for two reasons. Number one, the age does not bother me. The Steelers, you know, he's in a situation where they expect to win in a playoff game or Super Bowl this year. That's the goals. Different than Kyler Murray, obviously, going to Arizona, new coach, franchise, all the things you mentioned. Here's what happens. If you start a rookie quarterback, in my opinion, and he struggles, you have a real chance to, I don't want to say lose the locker room, but have the locker room question you as a head coach, as a general manager, as an owner. So the best situation for Kenny right now, and I talk to people back there every week, is, you know, Mitch Trubisky, they're not going to have to change one thing when Kenny Pickett becomes the quarterback. Him and Trubisky are very similar. They're athletes. They can both make plays on the move. You know, they're about the same size, same strength. So the offensive package that Matt Canada puts in, Kenny fits that mold perfectly. So I think that's a big advantage. You put Pickett in there, he struggles early. He struggles early, as rookie quarterbacks do. Now you put him on the bench, you may ruin that kid, and particularly in that town in Pittsburgh. I mean, so Mitch, let Mitch get in there. I think Mitch will win for him, and Kenny is going to get his opportunity. Mason Rudolph is the guy that's out, in my opinion. You know, he's in that city, he's had his opportunity. It hasn't worked out for whatever reasons. That's the guy that they'll play some, and they got to get him on tape and try to move him on. But it's going to be Trubisky, I have no questions. And then Pickett's going to be the guy. That's going to happen. But I think it'll work itself out. And the way the Steelers work, they do nothing by knee-jerk reaction. So one good preseason game, you know, and I know the crowd. I shot a little message out to Kenny after the game. When he came in that Pittsburgh Stadium, you know, up there, it was unbelievable. It was like a playoff mentality. The fans love him, but the Rooneys know that. They're going to take it one step at a time. It's going to be Trubisky, and then Pickett will get his opportunity soon enough. They are not concerned about the age because the guy's never been hurt. He's healthy. He's tough. No problem.
So you've had connections to Tampa for years. I don't think it's a big deal. But Brady decided, I'm taking 14 days off here in the middle of camp. Now, I said this today. Mike Evans is hurt. Chris Godwin is hurt. Russell Gage is hurt. They lost their center for the year. Tristan Wirfs got hurt. Tyler Johnson got hurt. So I'm saying to myself, well, shit, the receivers are all hurt. Why have Brady come in and work with guys he's not going to work with in the regular season? But there are people that say, this is odd. It's a two-week break. And Dave, I look at it, he retired, and I think he made promises to his family. I think he told Giselle and the kids, guys, we're going to take, you guys, you kids are getting older. You're not going to want to go on vacations with dad. We're going to go on a three-week vacation. And I think when he unretired, my guess is Giselle said, time out. Time out. You promised us. Do you think, that's my guess, do you think it would be disruptive if your star quarterback said, guys, I'm going to be gone for 14 days in camp?
Yes, I do, except it's Tom Brady. I've never had Tom Brady. I agree with you, Colin. I think this was all set up during retirement. You know, Todd Bowles is a very honest person. He came out right from the get-go and said, we have known about this for weeks or months. This is all part of the plan. So, you know, Tampa's not concerned. They're not really changing anything. In fact, if they change anything on offense, to be honest with you, it's going to be because of Tom's influence. You know, he's not going to go show up back there and all of a sudden Byron Leftwich, the offensive coordinator or the head coach, Todd Bowles, is going to say, you know, I don't really like these four or five plays. These are out. That's not going to happen. Where Bruce, you know, was an offensive guy. Todd Bowles is staying away from it. So if anything changes, it's going to be because Tom Brady wants it to change for the offense. So I don't see that being a problem whatsoever. And you know he's staying in shape, I mean, and doing all those things. His poor kids, he's probably wearing them out catching footballs. Can you imagine how many balls they're catching a day? That's the only
Football's right around the corner, and FanDuel Sportsbook's here to help make every moment more because right now, new customers to FanDuel get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Got to use the promo code Colin when you place your first bet, and FanDuel gives you $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. You can bet win totals, division winners, Super Bowl winner, MVP, national champ, great promotions daily, get paid fast, safe and secure, no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now. Please use the promo code Colin to get started with your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 with FanDuel. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You know, Dave, when you play, there were four games in the preseason. Now there are three. A lot of people think it'll get reduced to two. And I was talking to a GM the other day, Tom Telesco of the Chargers, and he said, you know, we like these scrimmages because if we want to work on our goal line defense, we can do it 15 plays in a row.
Yep.
We can't do that in games. And he said, the truth is we can control it. And if I want to play my young quarterback in 20 red zone snaps, then that's what we're going to work on. So, you know, there was this theory forever, you got to play your guys in the preseason to get toughened up. But Sean McVay has refused to play any starters in the preseason, and it hasn't hurt a lick. When McVay first did it, did you bristle at it? Are you surprised how quickly people have moved off the preseason and playing anybody?
Well, I think it's not as much they moved off of playing people in the preseason. They have moved to these inner team practices that you mentioned. And I did that when I was first the Bears coach. Bill Belichick was coaching the Cleveland Browns, and Bill brought his team 3 years in a row to Platteville, Wisconsin, and we worked against each other. And then I got the Dolphins job, and I worked against Tony Dungy for 2 years and John Gruden for 1 year. So that's always been critical for me, to control the situations and make sure you're getting good work versus good work without it being technically live. And I'll tell you the other advantage. These young coaches now, a reflection on the experience that these guys have or anything, but they only know what they know. And when my coaches would come in and get together with Cleveland staff, we would have the practices, and then we would watch the tape with our individual players. And then the staffs would get together at night to plan practice the next day. And then I would head out, Bill would head out, and our assistant coaches would sit down there and talk football and exchange ideas and grow professionally. I mean, nowadays, you know, that's not happening much. This is a great opportunity for these young coaches to learn from other guys. And then you're watching the other teams. So the Rams are working against whoever, and they're watching the drills that they're doing. You know what? That's a nice drill that they're doing with their linebackers. We should incorporate that in ours. I mean, I was watching everything and everybody else did. They would walk over and watch ours. I think it's a great way. You're getting situation work that makes your coaches better also.
Well, you won a Super Bowl in Dallas with Jimmy Johnson. And so the first week of the preseason, Cowboys had 17 penalties. Last year, they led the NFL in penalties by 11, almost a game and a half more than anybody else of penalties. And I'm not real nitpicky on him. I don't mind an occasional late hit, to be honest. But 11 of the 17 were offensive penalties, and it drives me crazy. And I don't know if you've ever been in this situation because you work with Jimmy, so obviously not. But I feel like if they lose to the Bengals and the Bucs, Brady and Burrow in the first 2 weeks, I think the city's going to ask for Dan Quinn because Dan's too – everybody loves the – you know, everybody loves the top coordinator when the head coach is losing. If you were McCarthy and you had to win early, you had a Dan Quinn behind you, the media wasn't in your corner, it just doesn't feel right to me, Dave. It feels like this is just a – it is just – it is a match away from being an inferno. I don't know how you go about it. Did you ever have a situation where you felt you could lose your job in season?
No, I did not. And a little bit that you talk about a match away, a little bit what adds fuel to the fire is there's a little bit of the old Al Davis mentality down there that the buck stops with Jerry Jones. It doesn't stop with the head coach, you know, and I've never been in that situation as a head coach where there was where the players thought that they could go to the owner or go to the GM and bypass me. That's a very difficult situation. And, I worked for Coach Shula for 7 weeks before I went to Dallas with Jimmy. And Coach Shula used to always say, there's no such thing as a small penalty. And I remember talking to Bill Parcells about turnovers and penalties. And he said, Dave, let me tell you something. He says, as a head coach, that will get you fired. He says, because the owners know that. The owners don't know a lot of football. Okay. They don't know if someone screwed up a blocking scheme or if the guy ran in the wrong gap on a blitz. But when the flag is thrown and somebody hits somebody late or somebody jumps offside, they know that. So you got to understand what will get you fired quicker than other things. And Bill ended up by saying this. He says, you know, Dave, he says, if a player is a repeated turnover guy or repeated penalty player, repeated, that's the key word, you got to get rid of him. He can't play for you. He can't play. So I would be curious. I don't have the numbers in front of me from last year and this year. It would be real interesting to run the numbers and see, you know, if one guy is a repeated offender. If he is, that's the guy. You got to make a change. You got to do something because it's going to come back and it'll get you fired.
Yeah, Cam Akers, running back for the Rams, had two huge fumbles against the Bucs. They won that game. But I thought it was interesting the Rams drafted another running back this year.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. And Don Shula, oh God, I remember working for him. We were there, and he would go crazy, five-yard penalty, and call the team up and say, guys, you know, and the Dolphins were always one of the least penalized teams. And they said, oh, it was because Coach Shula was on the competition committee and blah, blah, blah. No, it wasn't. It's because those guys knew the importance of it because – you know, he stressed it and he threatened you with it. And you knew it was important.
Listen, I know you love your linebackers and Roquan Smith is really good. But I said this the other day. Years ago, the Golden State Warriors had a player named Monte Ellis. He was very, very good. He was their best player. But he wasn't a great shooter. And the league was pivoting to shooting, three-point shooting. And so they decided to let Monte Ellis go. He had a market and he was their best athlete. But he'd been there a few years and he wasn't generating enough wins. And so they went with Curry because he was the next, he's what was happening to basketball. Ellis was an all-star. Ellis was their best player. He was not a shooter. The game is changing. Roquan Smith is not getting wins for you. Outside of Moody, they don't have a dependable number two receiver. Their offensive line with the Bears isn't very good, and Justin Fields has to work. This can't fail again. And I look at Chicago's history. I can't name their top five receivers. I can name their top five linebackers, but the world's changing. I've had general managers tell me, you simply can't pay big money for a linebacker unless it's Ray Lewis or maybe Darius Leonard because he gets the ball back. And in Chicago right now, I look at Roquan Smith and he wants big money. And I'm like, I like him a lot. And he may be the second best player, first best player on the team. But if you could get a star receiver for him or a left tackle with Justin Fields, wouldn't you have to consider it?
You would have to consider it. And I'm not sure where the numbers are at. But a couple points in defense of what the Bears are doing. I was up there and I had a long talk with Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator, or the head coach now. And they are going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. And it's a 4-3. There's different types of 4-3 defenses. They are in the mold of what we did at Dallas. I did at Miami, Chicago. They are in the mold of what Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith did. And when I go back and I say, okay, Derek Brooks in that defense, they are not a blitz team. This is the team that's going to play a lot of different coverages, rush four, and your linebackers better make a lot of tackles. And Derek Brooks was invaluable for Tampa Bay. Zach Thomas was invaluable for us at Miami. Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher were invaluable to the Bears. All the same scheme. So I think you got to look at the scheme. And you mentioned Darius Leonard. I mean, take a look at Demari Davis. Take a look at Fred Warner. Take a look at some of the top linebackers right now. And you compare Roquan Smith to these guys, and he's got more tackles than him. I mean, the guy averages over 100 tackles. So he's 25 years old. The Bears have they will have $100 million in cap space next year. So if it's bizarre, I'm on board with you, Colin. If you came in and said, this guy's asking for more money than any linebacker in the league, Bob, on and on and on, then hey, okay, what can we get for the guy? Let's investigate it. But if he's being reasonable with us, he was in a charity event last week here in Chicago. You know, he's, what do they call the term, in-house holdout or whatever the term is. Whatever that means. So he's in all the meetings. He's working out. He's in shape. He knows the defense. You know, none of those things bother me. The guy's attending charity events around the city. In my opinion, I would do everything I could to get this thing done, unless the numbers were absurd. If they're not, this guy in this scheme of defense makes a huge difference because he never comes off the field. He plays the run. He plays the pass. He can blitz. He's got numbers to support everything. And you compare him with those top guys, in my opinion, he's right there talent-wise and production-wise with all of them. So I would take it to the last straw is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I have my concerns with Fields. They have one receiver I like, Moody. Nice tight end, decent backs, but an offensive line that's ranked in the bottom six or seven in the league. I think Detroit's going to be better. Minnesota's going to be better because Kirk Cousins will feel supported. Green Bay is probably not as good. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel for Chicago. Sell me on what you see.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a long talk with Ryan Poles, the general manager, and we were talking about the cap space that they're going to have, all the draft picks that they're going to have. We will know, and this is going to be a quarterback-friendly offense. I mean, they're going to give Justin Fields it may not be the high end scores offense. I mean, they're going to have to play great defense, but they're going to run the ball and they're going to move him in the pocket, misdirection plays. I mean, they're going to have enough stuff to give him chance to make plays, which he didn't do last year. And they're going to protect him. If they got to keep seven guys in the block, they're going to do everything they can to protect him. By week eight, if we have a conversation, we'll both be in agreement. It's going to be one of those things where 50 guys in a bar see something, it's probably that way, regardless of what anybody else thinks, you know? And so I think by midseason, you know, 50 people down here on this street, Michigan Avenue in a bar, we're all going to be on the same page if Justin Fields is the future or not.
Yeah, I don't think, Dave, I used to be one of these, give a guy 3 years. But now with all the 7-on-7 camps, these kids come out, they're ready to play. Like, I'll give you 2 years. The timeline I use, I'll give you a year of starting.
Yep.
In the second year by Thanksgiving, I'm going to have private conversations with my GM and my owner, and I'm going to know. I really feel like I'm not going to give you, I used to be a believer in 48 starts. I'm kind of a believer in 24. Like, I'll know at 24. Like, Daniel Jones, listen, he's right. Not accurate enough. He's just not accurate enough. And, you know, Gettleman didn't surround him with much. But I always contend that teams know sooner than they let on. I was told this years ago by an agent, a company decides to fire you a year before they tell you. Is what would you have to see with Justin Fields that concerned you? Like, what was something you go to the GM at Thanksgiving and go, shit, we got a problem here.
The only thing I saw coming back from Ohio State, and I've said this on the air here, you know, the guy in 2 years starting Ohio State, he was sacked 52 times, you know, 26 sacks a game or whatever it was. And it was over 50. I think it was 52. And I want to see the biggest thing I want to see. I ain't worried about his accuracy or speed or I want to see him make the decision and throw the ball, get the ball out quick, you know, and help protect yourself. That's what I got to see. I got to see a quick decision and the ball coming out. And the style of offense can help that. There's no question about that. But that's the one thing that bothered me a little bit, because, you know, the guys that they got blocking at Ohio State, they're as big as this door. And some of the people that they're blocking. So that's a lot of sacks for whatever reason. When you're a balanced offense, they were running the ball. So we got to eliminate those sacks. And the quarterback has as much to do with getting sacked as right. The offensive line. I mean, you got to get rid of that thing and make a quick decision. That's what I want to see.
Is there a team in the league, mine is Minnesota, that people see as average that you think? I remember last year Mangini said the Raiders are going to make the playoffs. And I'm like, oh, come on, Eric. He was right. This year for me, Minnesota, they lost more close games than anybody in the league. And Zimmer and Cousins were at each other's throat. I think Kirk will feel more supported. They also got Za'Darius Smith, so they'll have a better pass rush. Last year they were banged up. I think they could be a 12-win team. I think they really, and I don't think Green Bay is nearly as good. They don't have a number one or a number two receiver. So I think Green Bay is vulnerable, and Minnesota will win some of those close games. That's my team. Do you have one?
Yeah. You know what? Let me just add the Minnesota. I like with you for our viewers here. You know, they five of their first six draft picks were defensive players. They drafted a defensive back in the first round, a defensive back in the second round. When you look at that team, the sacks were really not the major problem. It was the coverage back there. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, the red zone coverage, and that's offensively, they were fine. So I agree with you, but they have made an emphasis. I think they could be the sleeper. I could see them winning that division. I truly could. Minnesota, my team with the most improvement is the Raiders. I mean, I love what you think about this Raider team. Week five, John Gruden gets fired. You know, and Rich Bisciotti did a great job. I mean, taking over that team, you know, but with everything going on, the move, the stadium, and Derek Carr, is he going to be there? Is he not? John Gruden never really came out and made a commitment with the guy. And now they extend him, you know, Davante Adams, they add Chandler Jones on defense. You line him up and Crosby on two ends. You got Josh Jacobs, their running back, who I love. I think he's underrated. He's in a contract year, which means the guy's going to play big time. So if there was one team that I really like, that I think helped themselves the most mentally and from a personnel standpoint, I think it's the Raiders.
Dave Wonstadt, you're sipping your bourbon. It's Terry Bradshaw's bourbon. It looks strong. Is it strong?
You know what, Colin, about 104 proof. Is that strong enough for you? The normal bourbon's around 84 to 87. So yeah, Terry's making some fire water down there in Tennessee or whatever, wherever he's making it. Who knows?
Coach, you look great. It's great seeing you.
Thank you, Colin.
The Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into The Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on The Volume Podcast Network. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.